Hey, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for joining me.
Of course.
Wow. I'm going to be a little flabbergasted because this is a dream come true for me. I've been following you since about 63, so.
Wow.
I know.
63?
Yeah, I was just a young pup. Jeez. In middle school, and
wow.
Beach Boy sound came on the radio, and it was like, what is this? And I was hooked on
what
beach
was
music. Let's see. The first one I probably remember would be Fun, Fun, Fun. But I know you go back a little earlier than that as well. Surfer Girl.
Yeah, we had one called
first,
and that was big in Detroit, I heard.
Hmm. Well, wait a minute. I have to ask you. Not many people know this, at least here. You were born in Lima, Ohio, right?
Yeah, Lima Memorial. Yeah.
Do you have any memories of Lima, or did you leave real early in your life?
I loved it. We lived on West Wayne Street in Ohio. It was beautiful.
Well, how about that? What time? When did you leave then? Were you in high school or?
We were about six. I was six. I think about five or six. My dad moved to New York, moved us up to our Rochester. He taught photography and things.
Lima? Wait a minute. I lived there for a very brief time.
Oh, can
myself.
You believe that?
Yeah.
Well, how far is that from Youngstown?
It's still about a good 2-hour drive from here. It's on the other side.
Oh, that's right, because you won't believe it. Some entrepreneur gave me a car from there. It was the new what do you call those things? Avanti.
Oh, okay.
They had a factory there in Youngstown. I don't think it panned out, but he started the making Avantis again.
And he needed Al Jardine to pitch the car. Is that how that worked?
No, he just gave it to me.
Wow.
It was beautiful, too. I really liked it.
Wow.
You just reminded me of it.
Now, you're doing with your current band now, with the Pet Sounds Band, and they say you're going to do some Beach Boy hits, but you're going to do some deep cuts, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be the Beach Boys Love You album.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little bit of both.
All right,
open the show with, maybe open the show with Wouldn't It Be Nice. You know, they just come right out of the, box with it.
Wow. Can I ask, are you going to do something from the Holland album? I was a big fan of Sail on Sailor, and California Saga, to me, is the epitome of a Beach Boy song.
Yeah, thanks. Yes, we are. We're going to do Sail on Sailor.
Awesome. I love
and
that
if
song.
There's room for Saga, we would, but it's kind of a long cut. Yeah, I try not to labor the audience with too much new stuff.
Right.
It's not really new, but different.
Well, if I may, when I told you I went to a couple of Beach Boy concerts, when I was young, right out of high school, I went to, you may remember this, maybe, the World Series of Rock concerts in Cleveland at the Municipal Stadium, and you guys had just, I think, come out with Holland, and you came out, and I was like, that's the Beach Boys? Because y'all had beards, and
I know. God, we've really changed our image, yeah.
You were so different. We go, wait a minute, what is that? But we're great.
Still look at those pictures. I go, what? Did we really do that? But we had to try to keep up with the new image, I don't know. We were looking for a different direction.
Rock and roll was changing. The musical world was changing. You changed with it. But that's still that Beach Boy sound, like I see in what you're doing now, again, with that EP. It's you've got the Beach Boys down pat. And I can't wait to see you when you come to Robin's Theater. I think it's going to be a great show.
Oh, I do too. I think so. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much, Al Jardine, for your conversation, for all you do, and I hope you play another 60 years. I'm telling you, you have a great day, and thank you for the interview.
Thanks so much, Gary.